It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
That's where the fuck are they going to put 227 million people, boy?
And we're back with another episode of Buns and Tubs. We're here with you on this Tuesday morning, this fall Tuesday morning. Nice and, you know, cool out now.
Crisp.
Yes.
It's a word I haven't used in a long time to describe this fucking shit weather.
It's a crisp autumnal day. As you can see, neither of us are sweating. Well, you can't see it, but you can hear it.
Probably smell it, too.
Yeah.
Them boys smelling good.
The
shit.
Only podcast with smell-o-vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not sweating because the studio feels great this morning.
It put him in.
Just wait till, you know, it's fucking super cold. I only got that little space heater to fucking...
Right.
Yeah.
Electronic demons floating around in this bitch.
Yes, definitely.
Once we get it cleaned up and moved the way we want, we need to go through with some sage.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get rid of that interference when we redo the studio.
After we call a priest or something.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll keep our kids away from him. I should... You had one job.
Jimmy, stay inside.
Yeah, keep clean the demons out. Don't fuck our children. Oh, man.
Yeah. Listen, I put a safety seal on my son. I know if you're going to mess with him.
Just put a paper clip in his butthole. Oh, fuck.
My God.
I'm ruined.
Man.
Ruined, if you will.
Yeah. It was good to have a full night's sleep last night after, you know, not getting enough sleep for like 3 days.
Yeah, for sure. I know that. I know that life. Sucks,
but no, we're here. It's nice out.
We're here. We're queer.
By queer, do you mean strange?
Yeah, not homosexual. I meant that in like the 1950s way.
Yeah, very queer.
Yeah, funny, haha. Not funny, queer.
Do we got some housekeeping? Get out of the way before we get started.
I don't know if you saw anything I didn't see, but I noticed we had another Patreon supporter.
Did we?
Rodney Coots.
Oh shit!
He's back in the fold.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
love you.
Glad you're here. Glad you can make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Rodney. You know, you all out there listening who haven't yet, you could all go out there and do what Rodney did.
Yeah. Just for $1 a month, you could show your support.
Yeah.
It's like throwing your finger up to the establishment.
You know, I think of all the money I put towards things that in reality I have no faith in.
Do you know how many roller dogs I bought at Speedway that were like the it was like a hamburger dog with little cheese things in it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Fuck. Those are $1. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Throw us a fucking Speedway roller dog here at the Bones and Tubs podcast. You go to patreon.com/bonesandtubs. We'll send you a... If you want us to, I'll send you a Speedway roller dog.
Here in like 3 or 4 months, I'm going to get my mail and I'm going to open it up and there's going to be an old crusty Speedway dog in it. I'm going to be like, what the fuck is this?
We know where you live.
But no, you can start with just $1 a month and just let us know that you support us. You know what I mean? I mean, we get on the show. We do it every week. You know, we entertain you. You know, you pay Netflix exorbitant amounts of money to quote unquote entertain you.
To tell you that things that are great suck, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out Chappelle.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what else could it hurt? I know we're not, you know, e-girls. We're not.
Not yet.
We're not e-thoughts selling our bathwater or shaking our titties.
I thought about going through it. We need to redo the Patreon page. I just want to redo it again because we got the new shirts and all that. But
yeah.
I thought about putting the thing on there for bathwater. You just come home. You're like, yeah, after a long day, a day at a double, you know, in the Factory of Sadness.
Yeah.
Come home and Toe Beans is like, what? Where are you going? I gotta take a bath. Bring me the mason jars.
I'm pretty sure that on my worst days, you could probably use my bath water as some sort of repellent. Yeah. It keeps the spiders at bay.
We actually found out it's the only way to kill bed bugs that doesn't involve thinning the shells of eagles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
So you know, we don't want to have to sell our bath water.
I do.
But if that's what the nation demands, you know, what else? Who am I to say that I can't sell it? You know,
we hear from all of you individually. Not all of you, but quite a few.
Yeah.
I love it. I love every second of it. However, I will say this. Eventually, one of you will rise up amongst the crowd from the Bones and Tubs Nation. You'll start organizing the rest, demanding things.
Yeah, and become our true Patreon.
Yeah, and when you get that voting block together, our true 1,000 fans, you know, because that's all it takes to quit your fucking bullshit job, the Factory of Sadness.
Yeah.
That's a sweet article, though. Check it out. Uh-huh. 1,000 true fans. But anyway, yeah, if you guys demand bathwater, guess who's getting wet? These motherfuckers.
But, yeah, so you can hop on over Patreon, and like you said before, we keep in contact with a lot of our listeners that make messages to us.
Yeah.
You know.
Even started on snaps, getting snaps from folks.
Yeah, there you go.
Premium.
Oh, good. Those are good things.
Send me a picture of your belly button buttons. What you got going on down there? Trying to make sure I'm not a clone.
No, but anyways, okay, so now we got the housekeeping out of the way. What's been going on in the news cycle here?
Nothing stands out. We had that one topic that we've been mulling around, the Committee 300. We pushed that back.
Yeah.
I was kind of waiting on something to happen. I feel like that, you know, sometimes if you're a longtime listener of the show, you'll hear us mention it before. I don't know if it's malaise or red pill. You just get tired of the I don't know. Yeah, that strange spiritual malaise, we'll call it. I felt that this week. But I felt like if we just pushed that back because it's not time. You know, you don't want to pull those brownies out of the oven before they're ready. So
no, because then they'll be sloppy.
Right. But nothing happened yet. At least nothing I noticed.
No, nothing of like some crazy importance. I mean, the only things I could think of are like there was that woman who got that cop who walked in the wrong apartment and then shot the man who lived there.
Shit, listen, man.
And she only got 10 years in prison for murdering somebody.
Yeah.
I mean,
that some of those memes, though.
Listen, though. Listen. Now, here's... Okay, so I don't know... Here's the thing. Like, it's a hard nut to crack. I get it. Even as a... Let's disregard the fact that she's a cop for a second. Okay?
Okay.
Can we do that?
I'm going to try my best.
But here's the thing. Like, I'm not saying that I would ever... Well, she was, like, drunk or fucked up or something, right?
Well, I'm sure she was just drunk because drunk is the only kind of fucked up you can get legally as a law enforcement professional. Because
here's the thing, like... Have you ever accidentally walked into somebody else's house thinking it was your own?
No.
No.
You know what is crazy, too? I've been like, I've been blind drunk before, right?
Yeah.
And I've driven, you know, and I've traveled.
Please don't drink and drive, by the way.
Definitely don't. Definitely don't do it. That's in terms of my pre-existing probation that no longer exists. I have to tell you, it's not safe. And buzz driving is drunk driving because the state wants your money, so be safe. Anyway, I've done a lot of things I'm not proud of. You want to know one of the things I haven't done is?
What's that?
Ever walked in someone else's place and shot them because I was like, oh, this is my apartment. Why are you in here?
Yeah.
You know, fuck that.
But she got 10 years. I don't know, man. But then one of the witnesses just got killed. So it kind of adds to the stew with that whole thing. Did you hear about that?
No.
He was a witness and he was lived in the same apartment complex and he was gunned down a couple days ago.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What's the fuck?
Yeah. So, nobody knows who did it.
I'm sure it was
but just... Of course, people are, like, saying, like, it was revenge.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a conspiracy guy, so of course I'm going to go down the route that it's revenge.
You have to go down that route.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot our weekly shout-out.
Oh, okay.
Our weekly news shout-out.
Hey, you know what?
In case you forgot.
Jeffrey Epstein, definitely.
The convicted pedophile?
Yes, definitely. Trafficked in young girls.
Yes.
And probably boys, too.
Sex slaves of underage variety.
Mm-hmm. And would have them shipped to people.
Politicians. Hollywood types.
Celebrities.
Hashtag pedowood.
Very rich people.
Hashtag Pizzagate.
You know, he did all those things, and then he was arrested by the federal government.
Yeah.
And then he, quote-unquote, killed himself.
Killed himself with air quotes.
Yeah.
On a suicide watch.
In a suicide cell.
The guards, I love all the stories they came out with.
Yeah.
The guards were tired because of mandated overtime. The guards were out smoking a cigarette. The guards were not paying attention while the Clintons came in the cell and killed him with their hands.
Yeah. Or with their fucking black magic.
Or he used his ties to the Tiny Hatland, and they came in there on a military, you know. I mean, don't forget about it, is what we're trying to say. We're not making a show about that fucking douchebag, but we can't
About him a lot, but we do have to do the reminder, because it seems like they have done their damnedest to try to...
Yeah. It's spiritually wrong for us to go along with the rest of society and forget about it, because he hasn't forgotten on the beach that he sits on with his new plastic surgery.
So, that's your weekly reminder.
Is there any other good news, like red links that we've had this week, short of the topic?
Man, you know, they keep talking about that one thing, you know.
Man, fuck that one thing.
That one thing.
I do love peaches, though.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, here's the thing. Like, I mean, if we're all about chaos, him getting a peach would... I don't know. That's a toss-up.
It is a toss-up, because you got so many fake fuckboys that wear the 3% patch, you know?
And act like they're hard as fuck.
Man, I ain't gonna... Second Amendment shall not be infringed, and as soon as they come for my guns, I'm gonna shoot them, except I can give them my bump stock and anything they ask for.
So...
You don't take my Trump away, though. I'm on that train.
I mean, I've heard plenty of them say they better not impeach Trump, right?
Sounds good.
So, that being said... My challenge is to you, all of you, that if they do it, you know, you better keep up on your promise.
Hypothetically.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you're, for all intents and purposes, if you're, because think that his impeachment is a coup and treason, then it is your patriotic duty as a citizen of these United States to rise up against that tyranny.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I agree with them. I'm simply saying... That's a matter of point of view right there.
And you wouldn't advocate, like, filling a dog with Tannerite or anything?
No, absolutely not.
Waiting for Alphabet Boys to bust your door down and shoot that dog. Yeah,
absolutely not.
I don't know. I see a lot of things coming, man. I see something big coming. We talked about it this week. Second to last trip to the Outer Banks. I told you about it.
Yeah.
I'm on the beach, right? We had a little bungalow sitting on the roof. Vibing in beverages. And I look out on the ocean, and there's just lights. Lights a mass.
Yeah.
And it freaked me the fuck out. They didn't just, like, come down or come over. They just were there.
Yeah.
It was post-fog. And I'm like, what? Are those ships? What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. And that's one thing I have seen in the news cycle stay pretty consistent here in the last week, is that there is always an article about some sort of UFO extraterrestrial government revelation kind of thing. I keep seeing it over and over again, and that tells me right there, like...
I think they're peppering the ground, like, for a fake alien invasion. They're going to check out Project Bluebeam, you know, get ready for that one. That way, when they amass themselves in the sky, you can question whether or not it's real. Yeah. But, I mean, they've had this all the way back to, what was it? Was it Reagan that gave the speech and said the only way that you could get rid of borders and get rid of nation states was to have an existential threat from outside the planet to bring countries together?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I feel like, I don't know, I just don't trust anything that they promulgate on these news agencies, and I feel like they're getting us ready for one of those things. That is in the news cycle for sure.
Yeah. I have a feeling. The only other thing I've seen in the news in the last 2 days is that Trump has officially decided to pull out of Syria.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which, yeah.
I ain't mad at him. Oh, wait, I got one.
Okay.
What do you think about the pullout, though?
Oh.
Is he backing up his promise in the wars?
I mean, I guess, but the thing is like, you know, of course, you know what's weird is like, anti-war demonstrators and shit are a strange breed, man.
For sure.
Like, here's the thing.
It's
like,
weird they disappear during a Democrat, too.
Exactly. They disappear during a Democrat, even though drone strikes go on and whatnot. But yeah. It's here nor there.
Vultures in the sky with blood on their wings.
But like... You know, and even then, like, you still have these people who claim to, like, to hate war and hate conflict getting all pissy because we're pulling out of Syria.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know exactly. I mean, I guess that's good because I'm not about the military-industrial complex, but... Right.
I don't know. Speaking of, like, just random military things from across the earth, I showed you that one news story that was everywhere that I got hip to from Marfugel, which is also responsible for this week's topic.
Yes.
Shout out Marfugel on YouTube.
Which, what you're about to talk about, that is...
Hashtag FugelFam.
Important.
Yeah. I would really love it if all of you would go in mass over to Marfugel's channel and blast out the Bones and Tubs podcast, because that's the dude we need to do a show with.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my name on that one.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the news story that was in the cycle this week, Sweden put their entire Navy underground in underground tunnels. And they're saying it's because of
Tension with Russia, wasn't it?
Tension, credible threat, nuclear worries.
Huh.
It's just weird to me.
You know, it'd be funny if like there was a nuclear apocalypse and the only army that survived was the Swedes, so then we would just get overrun by them.
Told you all we needed those tunnels. Now we're coming for your shit.
We're here for your meatballs.
Bjarte.
We're invading for the meatballs.
Yeah.
I just said it like an Italian person.
It's fine. You know? Insert Italian hand gesture.
You know. Confusion.
Which I was told by one of our foreign listeners in the inbox that the Italian hand gesture that I love so deeply is just a sign where they come from of, wait a minute.
What do you mean, like, wait a minute?
Hold on. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Really? Mean, that's what they said, man.
So you hear we do this.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Or you know, a fungal.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's the one from Eastern Europe that said that we needed to use less, we need to have less, what is it? It's like the geographical change of the voice.
Oh, he said our accents were too thick.
Yeah. She said that our accents needed work. I'm like, you're from Eastern Europe, man. We're from Ohio. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I get it. What? I get it. But give me.
Wait, does she think we're like foreigners or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's hard to penetrate the mind of people in a different culture. But
I'm confused. You know, I'm pretty sure I speak very clear English for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, our audio equipment's pretty decent. So I don't know why she would say that. But, you know, and that's the thing about hand gestures. Like, you know, some parts of the world, this is an obscene hand gesture.
Right. Well, I mean, it is here, too. It's a triple six. It's also white power. I mean,
it used to not be an obscene hand gesture because it just used to mean okay.
Yeah.
But in other countries, this means asshole.
Apparently, it's a triple six, too. It's a sign. It's a sign from those in the know.
I guess you're right.
It mirrors the stage of that one thing Beyonce was on, right?
Okay.
I don't fucking know.
So, but like,
if you use your hands. And
then I don't know if this is internationally considered a hateful symbol.
Well, I mean, that's probably more a European type thing. Because wasn't that from people who, like archers, when they get their hands, they get their fingers
that's
cut off?
I think that's apocryphal, though, that it came from them. Oh, okay. I don't know if that's true.
That makes sense. I like that story, though.
It's a good story, right.
The people that would fight the crown, when they were caught, the archers would get their fingers cut off, so they couldn't use a bow anymore.
That's like one of those things, though, where I'm pretty sure it's apocryphal, just like the invention of the word fuck.
Yeah.
And how, like, you know, they fornicate under the command of the king.
It's the best word ever.
But it's probably not where it came from. That's just something people came up with to like make it easier to understand.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to explain the complicated work that goes into understanding like linguists trying to discern where words' origins are from.
Right.
People come up with shit like that. Or that.
Yeah.
Like but And for those of you that are just listening, I was using the middle finger.
Yeah.
Obscene way.
Sometimes I forget that.
Supposedly, it's been around for a long time, though. Like, it used to be, it's the dick. You're giving him the dick. That's what it's supposed to be. Apparently, it was a gesture all the way back in Roman times.
I'm just glad to know that the D has, you know, it's always been there.
Is it? That big Here's old, a big old cock.
Got something for you. It's that D hitter.
So, but nah, you know. Gestures, you know, for them, yeah, that might mean hold on a minute, but to us, that means premium.
Yeah, no problem. The struggle's real here.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just like the peace symbol, like this, right?
V for victory, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So, victory or peace, but then if you turn it around in England, that means up your ass.
Where did the peace thing come from? Not to, you know, get off on the complete topic of hand gestures, but what's really going on with how is that peace? Hold on.
I mean, in theory, you have peace after victory.
Shout out to the people in live right now, you know. I forget who it was I was talking to last week. They were like, man, I found you guys on the live, and I thought it was fire. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's good.
That's how he found us. But then he's like, sometimes I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
All these pauses and breaks. And then I found your RSS feed podcast, and this is completely professional quality.
Yeah.
So much better. I'm like, well, dude, bro, it's live, man.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You gotta think of us like, it's like sanding wood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You polish it and you make it look nice. This is the raw cut. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is us being the lumberjacks cutting the tree down. Right. You know, then he goes through the process of turning it into something, you know, worthwhile and crystal and clear to understand.
Man, it's alchemical for sure.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to do the Nuka-Cola shout out.
Okay.
Nuka-Cola.
Oh, Nuka-Cola.
Brought to you by Bethesda.
The only cola with 17 different flavors built into it. I think it's 17 flavors.
Nuka-type.
Yeah.
But, no, I want to shout out Marfugel.
Mm-hmm.
Marfugel's got a YouTube page. It's two of them, really. Marfugel TV and Marfugel News. And when I get a chance, I always see what's going on. He normally does a video a day or, you know.
He's living that real life.
He's living the life we want to live.
Yeah.
With the live streaming. So go over to YouTube, subscribe to him, hit him with some likes. I would really love it. The best case scenario is that everybody in the Bones and Tubs Nation just spams his fucking comment section with Bones and Tubs podcast sent me.
You'd be like, you're great, and Bones and Tubs also sent me.
Yeah, because I would love to do a three-way, no homo with him. All of our socks are on.
Yeah, of course.
Try and get a video of that dude. That would be cool. But anyway, our topic this week came from him.
Yes, and I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
And you all need to go out there and look it up for yourself.
When we get a chance, unless you can do it now, I want to post that Plan A video.
Okay.
It's just YouTube search, all caps, Plan A. And I believe it's the first video on there. It's like 4 minutes and some change long. But it's put together by one of those prestigious universities, Stanford or Harvard, one of them types. And it's a simulation of what's going to happen with all this tension going on in the world between, you know, Russia, America, all the other countries.
You're talking about it's the 16-minute video. Oh, right.
No, it's 4 minutes long. Minutes and some change.
Okay.
But it's basically a war game of what's going to happen when we get up to the point of nuclear exchange. It makes... What was it? Russia, I think. They're the ones that do the first strike. They shoot it. They shoot it out in the no man's land. I should say that Plan A was actually brought to me by a Barger. A Bargerman.
Bargerman.
But it ties into our Marfugel. And you'll see here in a minute why. But anyway, the Russians, they shoot off this nuke into the no man's land. And then NATO responds by shooting it, several nukes, I think it is, into closer to Russian territory, no man land. And then all of a sudden it just goes fucking haywire. And everywhere in the United States is blanketed. Would you say like 85 minutes in, there's over a billion, almost two billion people.
1.3 billion deaths in the first 85 minutes.
I mean, it's fucking off the chain. And just we're humble Ohio podcasters. We live here just south of, you know, that one thing.
Yeah.
That military base that everybody in the know knows is the real Area 51, right? Patterson. But we didn't survive very long at all in that exchange, right? What was it, 45 minutes? We were cooked.
Yeah. All right. It is officially on the Bones and Pubs. Bones and Tubs.
Over at the Beers and Pubs podcast page.
Facebook page.
Yeah.
You know, it's over there. It's linked.
So go over there and check that out. Just search it yourself. Whatever you're into. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Considering the death toll will be catastrophic. Hey, but at least anybody listening that lives in Asia, Southeast Asia, Australia, South America, and Africa, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
You're south of the equator.
Oh, and our Australian listeners will be fine.
Yeah.
They're down there like, what the fuck you doing, mate? You fucking Seppo cunts.
You fucking Seppo dropbacks.
Seppo dropback cunts up there with your nuclear warfare. It's funny to me, and it just keeps poking out in my head that Australia is so fucking peaceful in the world stage.
Yeah.
And they were created as like a death camp for fucking criminals.
Yeah, a penal colony, if you will.
Right. And now they're like the, you know, premier human beings.
Yeah. Other than the fact I don't agree with their gun laws.
No. I agree with your agreement. But it's neither here nor there.
And I also don't appreciate being called a Seppo either.
For a septic tank?
Yes.
Because we're shitty?
Apparently we're just shitty human beings.
Apparently we're not too shitty for people to marry, though, because I know two people that got over there and married in some of that Australian pussy. And then they became American expats.
Do you think Australians, Seppos, when they have babies, do you think like they have a pouch they put their babies in?
For sure. Yeah. It doesn't become apparent, though, until like the second trimester. It just kind of wrenches out.
Yeah.
You know? I would love to talk to some of you from Australia. I'm still blown away that we're in every part of Australia, even the unlivable parts we've been downloaded in.
There's a dude living in a shack in the outback listening to us.
You gotta come over here and check out these Seppo cunts.
I mean, yeah, seriously, also Australian listeners, if you want to, you know, hit us in the DMs and call us Seppos, that'd be great.
I would really love it.
Appreciate it. Fuckers.
But anyway, we do love you, and I really want to come to your country one time.
One time?
One time. Probably not come home one time. I'll live through the nuclear exchange one time.
But, nah, so...
You said everything, pretty much the closer you get to the equator, you're safe.
Sans what's close to the equator in Europe. Europe, let's say it this way. What it ends up being is a war of NATO nations, more or less.
Yeah.
So, like, think Europe, Russia, or Europe, United States, Canada, but then what NATO is against, which is Russia.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Because it was basically Russia firing the first the strike into the no man's land, like, hey, we ain't fucking around.
Yeah.
NATO shoots a bunch closer to them in no man's land. Hey, we're not fucking around either, bitch.
Yeah.
And then Russia's like, fungul.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then you got the dead man switches getting hit.
Yeah.
Which is where, basically, it doesn't matter. You don't need somebody on the helm when it detects a nuclear launch.
Yeah, they have sniffers up all the time.
Yeah.
If they detect a certain amount of radiation, it's over with. Everything is going live.
It will launch. You know, the United States response is pretty fucking crazy, though, when you watch it. Because, like, it seems like everything sprouts out of the same place for the most part.
Yeah.
And then immediately just starts fucking everything up.
Fuck the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's crazy to me that, like, you don't even know where our shit is. Like, we know where some of it is. But for them to have that information, I mean, I'm sure there's other shit. There's going to be nukes launched from random spots in the ocean. From these submarines.
Listen, I'm not saying that we know somebody, but I'm pretty sure we know somebody that more than likely on their days off, they would go drive to weird places and then just take pictures.
Yeah.
And then send those pictures back home.
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, this doesn't stop him from being my friend.
No.
You know, he's a great guy. He's
yeah.
He's a good guy.
For sure. Yeah. I just talked to him this morning, actually. He's sending me memes.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah. You don't have to kill us because we never reveal anything.
No. And I'm going to die, honestly, with a smile on my face. Unless there's a Stady boy involved, then I'm going to spit in his and then I'll die.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're digressing. Shout out Dmitry Lavrov. But, but yeah. So is there anything else we need to hit on the Plan A video?
No, just go watch that terrifying shit because. Yeah,
if you've got 4 minutes and some change to spend, fuck your whole week up.
I will. I actually put on the link, I said, have fun trying to go to sleep tonight.
Yeah. For the people out there that don't want to go to FedBook, I totally get it. Just check out, go to YouTube and search Plan A, all caps. What, do you remember the channel, what the guy's name is?
I got it's
Alex
from...
something, right?
Hold on, let me pull it back up. I got it from Telenews.
Oh, okay. So it's on multiple sources. They had one video that...
Alex Glazer has it, too.
Alex Glazer, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. But Plan A, Alex Glazer, check that video out. It's very short, very worth your time.
Makes you wonder what Plan B is.
Plan B, I don't know.
But but there was something else you said that you got from our Frugal News that you brought to my attention.
The first one was from A. Barger. We were talking about that in the Factory of Sadness.
Yeah.
But it totally hit like a puzzle piece into the Marfugal.
The other thing that we're gonna talk about.
Yeah. I don't know what you call it. I guess it's a service. It's just an information.
It's hard to glean any info from them. Compendium.
Yeah, they say they get from their information from various sources.
Intelligence agencies across the world.
Yeah.
Their name is Deagle.
Now, you got the correct spelling. I always fuck it up.
DEAGEL. Deagle.
Yeah.
.com.
And I just got it by typing it in either right or wrong on Google search. Deagle Population Report or Deagle Population 2025, something like that.
So... basically, what it breaks down to is that on this website, it does a population forecast for multiple countries in the world, right?
Yeah.
And not only that, but their GDPs, military expenditures, all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah.
A lot of countries go down a little bit. Like, China goes down by about, like, 30 million or something like that by 2025.
Yeah, I mean, it's as you would expect. I feel like there's a lot of countries that are organically going up or down.
But what we call... we don't call them third world anymore. We call them developing nations, right?
Yeah, because we want to hurt their feelings.
Well, I'd be pissed if I was called a developing nation.
Yeah. Well, we are a developing nation.
That's the thing is developing nations tend, their populations tend to decrease a little bit as the prosperity goes up.
Right. Well, the closer you get to a first world status, you're going to have increased access to birth control. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. So, those countries, a lot of those have either, but they could be chalked up to they're developing and they're raising up, or some people's populations go up.
Mm-hmm.
There is one really interesting anomaly.
I believe it's number 6 on the list.
Yeah, in the United States.
Oh, yeah, the country we live in.
Right? Yeah, so right now it forecasted 326 million.
Yeah, current population number.
Current population
number. They update this information yearly, I believe, right?
Yes.
They've been around for a decade?
Yeah.
Deagle?
By 2025, their prediction is that we will be at or around 99 million. Or about a little shy of 100 million.
Hence the intro to the show of the where the fuck did those 227 million people go, boy.
Yeah.
Plus our fucking GDP took a massive hit too, right? Not that money's important at that point, yeah, but like...
We took hit on every level. Our military expenditure is like... Sorry, it goes down by like 90%.
Which is fine. If we could leave our population the same and the GDP could go up, I've always been for ending the military spending. Because that's... fucking ridiculous.
You know what the most frustrating part about Deagle is?
What's that?
Is that they offer no explanation. There's no, like, they offer no reasoning behind why our population suddenly gets reduced by 227 million people.
Now, I didn't hear this until it was too late for the show, but they have a forum, apparently.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I didn't go in there, but...
I was on the Reddits.
Okay.
To, like, try to glean people's answers. And, like I said... They're kind of, the Deagle itself is kind of tight-lipped. It's like they keep repeating the same thing over and over again. We only take data from these organizations.
From these sources.
We plug it into our model,
mm-hmm.
and this is what comes out the other end.
Well, it's almost like that they have to say something in order to abdicate themselves from any karmic guilt.
So.
This might be that.
I would assume that, since we talked about Plan A already, their assumption is that there's going to be some full-scale nuclear war between now and 2025.
And like we talked about with the countries that are left untouched, it's strange to me that China is virtually untouched.
Yeah, they lose, like I said, 30 million, but I don't think that's due to any kind of...
Basically, the largest loss was America or the United States and Canada.
And the UK.
What happened to Russia? I can't remember.
Russia lost a few, but not a lot. Like, okay. They were all right for the most part.
But
the thing is, you notice, here's the thing, in a lot of the countries, their even if their population went down somewhat,
yeah.
their GDP went up.
Right.
Right? We're like one of the only ones where everything goes down. Hmm. And Canada and the UK are the same thing. They lose GDP, they lose their military expenditure, and they lose their population dramatically.
It's like we were talking before we started the show, just various things that could cause this. A massive amount, 227 million people just disappearing or dying.
Yeah.
If it was anything other than a nuclear war or some type of, like, Marfugel kind of tied it to an asteroid strike. That's what he was trying to say. He said that's why they're putting all these stories in the news about flybys, because they know one is coming and they're not going to tell you about it.
That could explain why those Swedish subs are...
underground.
Taking shelter as well.
Right. So I don't like that. You know, they've been using our tax money, and taxation is theft, as you know.
But what is
to build all the underground cities and the underground tunnels in the United States?
Where would the UK have... Why would they be involved in that? Like, that's the thing. Like, if an asteroid hit the United States... Like, but that's the thing. Like, if it was the drop, you would have the United Kingdom, France, all those countries in proximity across the ocean from us would be impacted too, but they're not.
I don't know.
Not like the UK is... I mean, Canada, I get, but and here's the other part of that. If it's that, why isn't Mexico Mexico's left untouched?
Yeah,
their population rises, their GDP rises.
Like, we don't know. We don't have any idea of the type of technology they have to predict these things. What if they had some type of prediction that showed the main strike being somewhere far enough north in the United States to affect only the United States and Canada, or even like we talked about Yellowstone. Yeah. Something crazy fucked up happening, asteroid, nuclear strike, something happening at Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And then affecting only those areas. But then also, if you want to take the asteroid route and Sweden did that shit, what if their shit's so precise with the predictions that they see? Because, you know, some of these asteroids or other bodies that are floating around are so large that they have an orbit of their own.
Yeah.
They might have something else or some other pieces, and Sweden gets hit too.
Yeah, it's possible.
I don't remember their population having a massive drop, though.
But the thing is that so it's just a lot of it doesn't really... Like, here's the thing. I know it's not... We talked about it before. It's not biological, yeah. Obviously.
Not biological, like you said.
Because, like, it
bio-warfare or bio-things don't have a...
They don't have borders.
Borders. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know borders. And trust me, considering... I'm not saying we have the best healthcare in the world... But I feel like if it's biological, if the United States goes down with it, everybody's going down that's in proximity to us.
Pretty much the same with China, though. I mean, there's so much trade going on. Like, unless we all shut down the ports and shut down the airports, it's fuck shit.
We've all played Plague Inc. before. We know.
Shout out Plague Inc. on that app store.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor.
But so it's obviously not biological. I don't know necessarily if this is for the volcano because we've seen the charts. I mean, yeah, the United States gets hit hard, but, I mean, Canada stays relatively all right.
Plus, that's a global thing anyway. So, I mean, if that happens, even the initial kill zone of Yellowstone blowing up, because if you didn't know, Yellowstone's a fucking super volcano.
Well, and
It's still going to blot out the sun and kill a lot of people from starvation.
And that's why I think the asteroid hypothesis isn't necessarily the most obvious either, because if an asteroid hits, it's going to affect the entire planet.
Right.
That's big enough to wipe out that many people. It's going to fucking affect everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why my opinion goes towards one thing and one thing only. Nuclear armaments.
Yeah.
Because nuclear armaments in this day and age are tactical.
Yeah.
They're precise.
Tactical AF, some might say.
And to get those precise precision numbers that you're looking at does not come from some sort of natural disaster or cosmic disaster.
No.
That comes from intentional disaster.
I want to delve into that more, but before we get into that, I feel like it's responsible for us to say, we don't know that this is legitimate. Everything we've looked up, I tried to look up the debunked aspect of Deagle being debunked. I found nothing convincing to me that made me feel like they were debunked, but it's irresponsible to mention all this crazy shit without saying it's possible that this is just some company that's really good with marketing and they're really good with hiding their tracks.
But they've been around for a while, too.
Right, but just to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, they could have their ties in some fucking companies that have to do with survival shit.
And the thing is from what I've gathered, a lot of other places don't even use them as a source.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, when you look at their page and you look at those numbers, they have no justification for that. They just say, oh, well, we get our sources from intelligence agencies, and we're just plugging it into this algorithm.
Yeah.
Fucking trains.
I just didn't want to say anything without putting that in there, at least.
And dogs.
Shout out dogs. Shout out that fucking train that kept me from getting here. I live 8 minutes from my bedroom to your bedroom. No homo. But it took me, like, 32 minutes to get here because all of that fucking road is shut down. And I had to go around, and here we are, trains. I have to imagine your dog was doing the same shit it's doing right now. Yeah, as I'm sitting at the fucking crossing area.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So,
but yeah, I tend to agree. I think, honestly, my personal opinion, I don't know how you feel. I put a little bit of stock in the asteroid. I put a little bit of stock into the nuclear exchange. I'd say more in the nuclear exchange, mm-hmm. tactical nuke, something like that. Or there's also the invasion thing. Could be possible.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like it's just as likely with those last three put together that it's bullshit. Even though I have no justification to say it's bullshit. You know, there's nothing I found that points to it being bullshit.
Yeah.
It all looks legit, but...
It's just highly peculiar.
Yeah. It's so strange to me.
What it looks like to me, honestly, is my hypothesis... Is it's built around some sort of notion that there is a nuclear war, but for whatever reason, we do not participate in it. So the only countries that get hit are our allies.
Yeah.
And us.
Ooh.
I mean, inevitably, we could say theoretically that even Canada didn't get hit by one, but because of what happened here, or whatever fallout there is, it affected them as well.
I don't know enough about jet streams and like wind patterns to say that we would have anything go north though, right? Or would we?
No, because most of our, like, in this part of the country or this part of the world, weather patterns, basically, you got to take into account for the Atlantic, because the Atlantic current sends warm air back up. It goes through the Arctic, gets cold, comes back down again. And we get some of that. That's why, that's why it snows.
Yeah.
I'm not a weatherman. But more or less, basically what happened to all the fallout was after it came off the U.S. coast, it would come up and around, past, like, underneath, around the equator.
Yeah.
And then up again and hit everybody else. But by that point, it would be so dissipated that it wouldn't be as harmful.
Right.
It would just be more or less... dealing with the debris and dust that comes off of it too. And I think it looks nuclear to me.
Somebody we were talking to had brought up 5G too as a thing. But China used, like you said, China uses 5G. Now, I have no doubt in my fucking mind that 5G is dangerous as shit. And I don't put it past the Chinese to not change their population numbers, you know, the same way they manipulate their currency. Like, they, whatever comes out of China is whatever China wants you to know.
Yeah.
But I don't think 5G is responsible for that many people dying in that short a period of time.
Yeah. Unless it's some other weapon we don't know about yet.
Yeah. Fuck off.
But, someone else, as I was looking at the forums, they pointed to something that made sense with all that, too. And that's what someone cited, the numbers you see and the things you see, hypothetically, with the Georgia Guidestones.
Oh, yeah. Was there any timeline set on Georgia Guidestones themselves?
Say that one more time. Sorry.
Because you mentioned the Georgia Guidestones.
No, there's no timeline set on that, but I know people were citing that as like part of what was trying to be said in the Georgia Guidestones, like the depopulation thing and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a massive step towards the numbers they had, but they had some really super low numbers on the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah. It was super low.
Google image Georgia Guidestones. Plus, it goes against the whole, like, Super Cities Initiative thing.
Yeah.
If that many fucking people die, I mean, I don't know. I can't see them having their little fucking 5G super city utopia with a population that small.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I think you guys should go check it out for yourself.
For sure.
DEAGEL.com.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah. I think that about wraps it up for us today.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank y'all for listening.
For sure.
You know what you could do? Could go over to Patreon.
Patreon.com/bonesandtubs.
Start with just $1 a month.
If you feel like you've heard the good news,
you know,
over here.
You know, we hear how much you like the show. Put your money to it.
Yeah.
You know I mean, not, it doesn't much.
Vote with your dollars.
Yeah.
All we know is that money's debt, and you got to get rid of that debt.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
We're going to use that debt to build this nation.
Yes.
And wake up more folks.
Mm-hmm. You can contact us over at Instagram.
Instagram.com/bonesandtubs. Hit us up in the DMs. I talk to lots of people on there.
Hit us in them DMs. We like it.
Snapchat, Bones and Tubs.
Yeah. It's Twitter.
At Bones Tubs.
Facebook. Bones Tubs on Facebook. You always do that.
Yeah.
Or hit us up on YouTube. Hey, hit the bell and subscribe.
Oh, man, I almost forgot. We got to get to 1,000. Not because we can't set up a different recording location and use a supercomputer to blast us out, but we don't want to. No. We have a fucking podcast studio that doesn't have a supercomputer in it. We have a phone, though.
Yeah.
Once we get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, and we have more than enough listeners to do that 30 times over, if all of you just went over to YouTube, we'd be an instant success.
Yes.
But, like you said, subscribe, hit the bell.
Yeah.
Get us to 1,000, we'll do YouTube Live.
Exactly. I'd like to thank y'all for listening. We hope you have a good week. We hope you enjoyed the show. And we hope to see you next time.
We hope all of this is bullshit. We love you.
We really do.
I ain't here to talk shop. I'm here to talk cops. Who crooked and corrupt. Who need to be stopped. Who aren't afraid to aim. Squeeze and release round after round. Until they put them in sheets. I said any and everywhere. They're hitting it well aware. Of what they're doing, and no, they don't care. Everything's illegal, and nobody's free. We're all tapped to track, yeah. You and me, hardwired, attuned. They watch in the back room with the cameras. was on Zoom laughing at me and you. Yeah, go ahead and think it ain't a police state for real, cause the cops got tanks. I got hounds to call out around to the U's, but that ain't a problem until the U's don't you. I said one false move, you'll be up on the news in the morning and evening. Footage of your family weeping, man down. Yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt, man down. They put another in the ground. I got tanks and troops headed to your town, man down. It ain't a game, it's a shame. It's why I don't play, cause they run the game, man down. Yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. They say that's the way it is, but it's sick cause the kids deserve more than to live in the world like this. I'm pissed, I'm phased and in the rage, and hot from the flash and the bang grenades. I'm burning alive cause I'm burning inside. I'm a man on fire cause another man died. I'm appalled, let's just list them all. I'm sure I'll miss a few and a few will applaud. They punch kids, shot kids, taste pregnant ladies, taking babies and laying and put cuffs on the hands of veterans. It choked a peacemaker, he broke up a fight and then died a little later. They shot men in the back who went under attack and were caught on film, and they lied about the facts. They protect each other, they're owning the throne, so don't be shocked at all when they're breaking your home.
Go, 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 go.
Man down, yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt, man down. They put another in the ground. I got tanks and troops headed to your town, man down. It ain't a game, it's a shame. That's why I don't play, cause they run the game, man down. Yeah, they do what they want, and they rule by force, and they're out on the hunt. It'll get real in a matter of minutes, gone without a sentence, no trial, no witness. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time it could have been you. It'll get real in a matter of minutes, gone without a sentence, no trial, no witness. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time it could have been you. Man down, it ain't new, get a clue and just think next time it could have been you. All they